T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen 10 in the morning now, 7:47 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Woman and four children dead after truck van crash in western Sedgwick County.
Two.
Nationwide gasoline prices stable over the past 2 weeks, up a penny a gallon.
One.
President Trump nominates federal appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett to Supreme Court. Three big things, Stephen 10 on KNSS.
Traffic heavy in some places here in the Wichita area on the highways. It doesn't really appear to be slowing down too badly out there, though. Traffic volumes heavy right now, east and westbound on Kellogg, right at the Seneca Sycamore exits at the moment. Seeing some heavy traffic in just a couple of places along I-135, northbound at Harry. Right now, some fairly heavy traffic there. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and windy today with a high of 68 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low, 42. Tuesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 71 degrees. Now, partly cloudy. We have a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour and 47 degrees. Tech companies are joining the fight against wildfires.
Fox on Tech.
When it comes to battling ongoing wildfires, there are a few tech tools that hope to help. One of them, called Zonehaven, was released just last month. It brings together different government agencies and their data to help promote public safety and preparedness. The San Francisco-based company worked with dozens of fire chiefs to build an advanced fire modeling map and uses collected data for everything from training to planning proper evacuation routes that can avoid potential choke points. Another tool, Buzz Solutions, which was originally a Stanford University student project. Buzz Solutions looks at visual data to create preventative power grid maintenance. Electrical equipment has been the blame for sparking several massive wildfires. Buzz Solutions gathers data from area drones and helicopters, then uses artificial intelligence to find when, where, and what kind of problems may pop up for power utilities. And some fire departments are simply using drones for a bird's eye view of what they're dealing with. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Stocks gained some ground Friday after a turbulent week. Still, the S&P finished with a weekly loss, capping the benchmark's index first four-week losing streak in more than a year. Trading has been erratic in September, with stocks setting new highs to start the month and then falling sharply as investors worried that values for some of the technology giants had risen too high. For the week, the Dow slid to 483 points, closing up 359 points Friday. NASDAQ rose 241 points Friday. S&P closed up by 52 points on Friday. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Got a change at the top for WSU. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve.
Kansas Board of Regents student looking for a new president of Wichita State. Jay Golden resigned Friday, leaving the job after 9 months. Golden had come under fire for his decision to move an online keynote speech from Ivanka Trump. Alumnus Steve Clark was vocal at that time in his opposition to Golden's decision, and he said alumni had lost faith in Golden. Clark chaired the search committee that selected Golden in 2019. Provost Rick Mumma will serve again as interim president. European regulators expect an end to the grounding order of the Boeing 737 MAX in November. That would clear the way for the jet to potentially be back in the sky over Europe by the end of the year. Executive Director of the European Regulatory Agency says Europe would quickly follow on the expected recertification of the MAX in the United States by the Federal Aviation Administration. And the chairman of Wichita Festivals Incorporated says their goal is to make the organization sustainable. Last week, the organization laid off its president and CEO and two more staff members. It was an early attempt to preserve the organization from the financial effect the pandemic had on Riverfest and other small festival events. Wichita Festivals estimates that it lost 90% of its revenue when Riverfest was canceled. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, did Mr. Golden even get the U-Haul unpacked? Or,
Well, I'm not even sure about that. Just 9 months. Wow.
Well, I guess that, is it this, do you think that one incident is the thing?
I think that certainly played a part in it. You know, there's not many people are talking about why or how or
okay.
So.
Okay, let's see what else. Oh, yeah, that the story about Europe and the 737, that's pretty good news.
It is good news.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah.
And it sounds like they think the FAA in the United States is going to be recertifying here pretty soon,
Very good.
So,
hey,
fingers crossed.
You're a Wildcat. How about Kansas State going down to OU and winning
excuse
again?
Wow. How about those Wildcats,
Isn't
huh?
Isn't it something?
The way it started, what was it, 21-7 at one point, and I thought, okay.
Yeah, they were way behind. Yeah.
Tough year. Man, they came back. They keep fighting. Wow.
Ooh, pretty impressive. All right.
You bet. Now we get the Chiefs going tonight.
The Chiefs are tonight. Today is National Family Day, encouraging everyone to gather around the table and enjoy a meal together. You know, the old saying, families who eat together stay together. You know, this is, to me, this is a good point. So many people are on the run. I mean,
you bet.
Their families are just going and going. They got school. They got ball practice. They've got this and that and the other. And a lot of times you just don't have time to sit down and say, okay, let's have a nice meal and talk about, you know, what happened today. And
I just right.
Think they say, and they're saying that, that according to the National Center on Addiction, families who eat three or more meals a week together reduce a teen's risk of using tobacco, alcohol, and other drugs. How about that?
That's huge.
And there's a lot of great benefits from having a meal together. National Family Day.
Happy Family Day.
And I know you like to have a family meal whenever possible.
You bet. We'll do it tonight, and we'll watch the Chiefs game together.
That sounds like a great evening.
Love
it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Bill. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. Yeah, Chambers with a look at sports coming up.
That's right, and we've got the final game for the Kansas City Royals in 2020. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news is on the way as well.
That's right, and we've got a game show making its television return. We'll talk about that coming up on entertainment news in the Blur.
And we'll have traffic and weather for your Monday morning commute in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.